Greetings, Lenten pilgrims. This is Pastor Bob from Vine Street Christian Church, and it's Monday of the second week of Lent. It's day 11 of our Lenten journey, and I've got a special surprise for you this morning. Two of our village kids, that we call them, are here with me today, Caroline and Annabelle Van Osdahl, and they're going to be helping with the devotion reading today. So what an exciting thing to happen on this Monday, our 11th day of Lenten journey. Today, we're using a new devotional called Lent with St. Francis, Daily Reflections, with Diane Hudick as the author. And the devotion today is called Don't Compare, Don't Judge. And first of all, we're going to have Annabelle read the scripture. Today's scripture is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 6, verses 37 and 38.
Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you.
Jesus reserved his harshest horrors.
And now Caroline Van Osdahl is going to read our devotion, or at least the beginning of it. Here she is.
Jesus reserved his harshest words in the gospel for those who thought they were spiritual superior to others. Francis, too, recognized that this failing threatened those who had given up everything to follow him. In the gospel commitment to a life of poverty, prayer, and penance,
he emphasized to his followers that they were to examine their own lives rather than pointing fingers at each other. He said in his rules of 12:23, I warn all the fires and exhort them to not condemn or look down on people whom they see wearing soft or gaudy clothes and enjoying luxurious in food or drinks. Each one should rather condemn and despise himself.
We will always encounter people who are better than we are and worse than we are on nearly every human, social, and spiritual level. If we begin making comparisons, soon we will be making judgments about them and about ourselves. In doing so, we quickly lose sight of who we are, unique individuals created and loved by God ourselves, not on some cosmic grading curve.
Ah, what a wonderful devotion. Thank you to Caroline and Annabelle Van Osdahl for that devotion. Don't compare, don't judge. And now let us pray. Where there is poverty and joy, there is neither cupidity nor avarice. Where there is peace and contemplation, there is neither care nor restlessness. Amen. Well, I hope you enjoyed it. That's our first devotion from this devotional from St. Francis of Assisi, written by Diane Hudick, and we look forward to joining you again tomorrow. It will be Tuesday, and we'll be on day 12 of our Lenten journey. God bless you.